The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Vivian Dooley, good morning to you, Vivian.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for getting in touch with us, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I mean, you obviously, you saw Vicky Phelan on Friday night, and I loved your point. I have been that person.
Yeah, I have been the person.
Tell me your story.
I suppose it's kind of typical. I was going along very happily in my life all the way up to, you know, about 2007, and then started finding some illnesses that weren't kind of immediately explainable. And then in 2009, I was diagnosed with, you know, diabetes insipidus. And mm-hmm. then 2010 and 11 had bone pain and stuff like that. So there was two very good consultants in Galway, Tim O'Brien and Michael O'Dwyer. They wouldn't give up on it. They reckon there was something linking all of this stuff together, that I just couldn't be that unlucky. And basically they went to work on it, and they diagnosed me with an ultra-rare disease called Ehrstein-Chester disease. And unfortunately, as far as I know, I'm the only person in the country with the disease. Right. So I had no option but to seek help overseas. And through my daughter, Dervla, she got in touch with a very good lady in the States who had organized a support group, a woman called Kathy Brewer, and she had organized a support group for Ehrstein-Chester disease patients. And they were organizing a seminar in San Diego, and my daughter insisted we'd have to go to it. And over there, we met doctors from Maryland, where Vicky is heading to.
Yeah.
And they said that they were thinking about organizing a clinical trial, and would I be interested? And my prognosis was not good at that stage. I was diagnosed in 2012, and the average lifespan from a diagnosis till you pass away is about 3 years.
So 2012, you were given a three-year life expectancy with what's called Ehrstein-Chester disease. I'd never heard of it. And as you say, a very rare form of cancer. And how old were you in 2012?
I was 52.
52. And had you children at that time?
Yeah, I had two in secondary school and two in one just finished university. But
yeah,
they were both doing, they went on to do PhDs. So they went abroad. My daughter, Dervla, was in Belgium, and my son, Damien, was in UIG in Galway doing a PhD.
And
so there was a lot of expense, etc. at the
time.
I can
imagine.
So it was difficult.
Could you relate to what Vicky was saying about leaving her children behind and then travelling on her own and being on her own?
Yeah, well, I know what Vicky was going through. I left Shannon the first time I went to the US. My wife, Rose, dropped me to Shannon, and I walked out to the plane going on my own at the time too, and the first time I went to the US. And the loneliness that you feel leaving everyone behind and heading off is incredible. It's like, the thing is, but it wasn't long until, you know, friends and relations and in-laws and outlaws and everything came together and organized that someone would go with me every time, and basically paid their own way. And, you know, they basically, we had to pay transportation back and over. And once we got to the U.S., we were covered by the trial itself, and it was sponsored by Novartis, one of the drug companies.
To cut to the chase, if you like, the trials were, I mean, clearly, if you were told in 2012 that you had a three-year life expectancy, it's now 2021, we had a great success story.
Yes, yeah, and I started the drugs in 2015, in January 2015, so I was in bad enough shape at that stage. And the drugs were two different chemotherapy drugs. I'm not going to go into them, but
sure,
they were the new form of way of treating cancer. And they were using two of them in combination, and it had never been done before. And there were three of us, is all. We're a very, very small community. There's less than 1,000 patients diagnosed in the world since 1934 with this disease. So it's about as rare as you can get.
Mm.
So basically, I started on the drugs, and it wasn't all plain sailing by any means. I was very sick, and basically many times came home from the U.S. in very poor shape. But by adjusting the doses and everything like that, eventually they got it right. and I started to improve, and I have been improving since, and I'm still on the same two drugs every day. I start every morning shortly after 5 o'clock in the morning. I take my drugs, then I lie on the bed for a couple of hours before I get up and I start my day, and I've managed to return to almost not normal life, but I still have pain and I still have fatigue and all that sort of stuff. But what it did, it bought me time, which is something that anybody that is faced with that is all they're looking for is time.
Yeah, that's what Vicky said, the same thing. If she has to take it 6 months on her own out there to get more time on the other side, she'll take the gamble.
And there are some fantastic people out there.
Sure. I mean,
the people that are there in the, like, I presume it's Bethesda she's going to, but Maryland is, that area of Maryland is just a medical region. There's lots of hospitals, but the Institutes of Health, which is the American government ran, which is where I was, the National Institutes of Health, they're just unbelievable people from all over the world. They're not just Americans. They're from every corner of the world, and they're just the brightest and the best that you'll get in the business. And it's fantastic to get the opportunity to get in there.
Yeah,
and I know she will get a very good fighting chance to come back.
That's very reassuring. Vivian, sorry for cutting across a little bit, but I have to go. But thank you for your time this morning. Wish you every good health. I mean that, and appreciate your time and for sharing your story.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
Brian.
Vivian. Okay. Vivian Dooley is there in Mayo, near enough to Cong, I believe. And good to hear that story. Very positive, actually, story, and nice reflection on hopefully a sense of where Vicky's at, and hopefully her story has a similar train of thought too, which would be lovely. We've got to take a quick break.